Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Hello and good morning
from beyond the grave.
Nicholas Holt on Radio X.
There's a good chance this doesn't work out for me.
John Kennedy's back door.
I am Mandy Park.
Goodness me.
Hi, John.
Hi there. Speaking of skag, 1 minute, 30 seconds early. Chlamydia off a pork chop.
Dear correspondent.
Putting the willies up today's programme.
Whatever you want to do, just don't be an idiot.
FAO Vernon K.
Children of the night.
Close your eyes. I'll do it in audio.
Is it pre-recorded banter or is it live banter? It's not speaking.
Shh. I'm working.
Godforsaken features.
Do you make the musics?
The outside world.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeasty.
Ah! I don't trust people. Sincerely yours, Mandy Pop.
I'd also hate to be cupped in the testicles.
It's very, very hot in this studio this week, isn't it?
It's very warm. Why is it so hot in here?
I don't know. Did you sleep in here?
I didn't. No.
It smells like someone slept in here.
It really
it?
Does, yeah.
Yeah, it does.
It does. This is it's a small studio and it does stink, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It doesn't normally smell like this.
No. It is not pleasant in here.
Perhaps Capital Radio's Dave Berry.
No, please. Let's move on.
Why?
If you don't know what we're on about, listen to last week's podcast, and that'll be the end of it.
Intern Cornelius last week had to, because of things we said, had to spend most of Sunday putting the podcast together, but bleeping everything. How long did it take in the end to bleep all that stuff that I said?
I mean, the intro alone took about an hour, including...
An hour?
Well, I sort of kept listening to it
right.
Just to make sure, because...
Because it wouldn't be wise to say out loud the things I said.
No.
And you had to bleep it all, didn't you? All that stuff about Dave Berry that I said.
Yeah. But that was last week, and now is a new week, and we will have a new discussion topic brought by Dave.
I've been from the...
No!
Cornelius has just had to bleep that in post. So what's on the podcast this week? Do we think? What's...
Alco Vox Pops.
Drunk people canvassed for their opinions on the week's news.
Yes. Box office balls.
Yes.
Celebrity mum chat.
Really?
Yeah, no, celebrity mum chat will
be. Yeah, there some good stories.
Actually. It was good.
Celebrity mum stories, they were good.
But yeah, that's...
There's probably other stuff like...
Yeah, there's lots.
You know what we didn't play today? The High Priest of Exeter Crowley.
Oh, I just forgot.
That was a test.
Well, that was a special one for this week as well.
Well,
so
I tell
shall
you what,
I put
it in the podcast?
So that'll be...
So what I did is I deliberately didn't put it in so we could have extra material in the podcast.
Yeah. Well, I could have said that on air. As a...
Yeah, you should have done, mate. You forgot. I can't believe you forgot to say that.
This is what happens if you get to spend all your time
strippers. Stop it.
So bonus that.
Yep.
Bonus High Priest Vexen the Crowley.
The punchline to our joke.
Well, I was about to say, of course, Professor Stephen Hawking's pullback and reveal as regular podcaster ears.
Podcast ears.
Yeah. Well, no, Professor Stephen Hawking sets up a joke on the programme on Saturday, and the punchline is only available here on the podcast, like the lolly sticks of yesteryear when you would suck off an orange sparkle to get to the humour underneath its icy treat.
Should we play the setup now?
Yeah.
Here it is.
And if you...
I'm not the punchline ever, you donut.
No.
You just fake laughed at a setup there.
Yeah. Like,
although it was.
We didn't even hear it. I've put that in post-production as well, haven't I?
Yeah, right, we didn't even hear that.
Yeah.
So you have to drop that in.
Yeah.
So what's just been heard is only there... Like now you're listening to this, but not there when we're recording this.
It's like
what I'd like you to do is not put it in at that point and just let everyone listen to what you just did, i.e. leave a 1 second gap and then laugh. And now we'll play the setup to the joke.
A man is walking through a graveyard when he sees another man crouching behind a grave. Warning. He shouts to him, and the crouching man says...
That's better.
That's the... That how it works. It's like the magic of radio, how it all works behind the scenes, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, get that dog out of here. I'll put in a bark in just before. And then...
You're setting yourself a very dangerous precedent there, Cornelius. Because we're just going to say
stuff.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, no. Oh, it's weird that they don't have a marching band coming outside the studio on Remembrance Sunday.
Oh, wait, let's listen to the marching band.
Yeah. Oh, I love that tune, that very specific tune.
So do I. Is it when the Saints go marching?
Oh, is it? When the Saints go marching in.
Well, how nice of them to finish up with a massive firework display.
Oh. Oh. Wow.
Look at that. Oh. And honestly, why is there an ocelot? Just
no one knows what that is, so...
Yeah, but you're going to have to find the effect for it.
Right, anyway, we've got to go because my helicopter's just landing, you can hear it. So, that'll take me home.
Off
we go.
What's this noise? Stay very...
Play the podcast.
Radio X.
John Holmes. Radio X.
And yes, it's Radio X on a Sunday morning. And just like David Cameron's photoshopped poppy this week, let's now appear to pin ourselves onto the broadcasting lapel of Radio X. And I guess sort of shove a breakfast programme at you, despite an Ofcom threat level of severe as we take off. Flying in the face of a clumsy and protracted metaphor involving the grounding of UK flights in and out of Sharm El Sheikh.
Radio X, John Holmes.
It's Radio X, hello, I'm John Holmes, Sunday morning, and... Yes, he's come back in the studio. Our paid intern is Cornelius. Good morning, Cornelius.
Morning, everyone.
He had to go outside and for box office balls, try to get tickets... For films that don't exist, from the increasingly annoyed week by week now, very nice girl who works behind the ticket booth in London's Leicester Square. Thank you for all of your suggestions. We've got the recording of it off his phone. Shall we? Yeah, okay. Box office balls moments ago in London. Here it is.
Morning.
Morning, how can I help?
Could I have a ticket to a film today, please?
Yep, sure. What are you looking for?
You know the film Capricorn 1?
Yeah.
Yeah? Have you got Capricorn 2, Capricorn Harder?
No, we haven't got that, I'm afraid.
Okay. Apocalypse Snow, the Christmas version of the Apocalypse Now, in which Father Christmas goes mad upriver in the jungle, the elves journey into the heart of the darkness to kill him. Do you have that?
No, of course we don't have that. It doesn't exist.
Okay. Do you have The Children of the Cornelius, the story of the miracle of the intern who fathered children despite having never fornicated?
Hang on, weren't you here last week?
Do you have Hippocampus, the horror film?
No.
An armed hippopotamus goes berserk on a school campus. It has brain problems. Hippocampus.
No, we don't have that, and you're quite aware that we don't have that.
Okay, now I've got a serious one here.
Right, okay, well, just get on with it.
Do you have a Muppet Vera Drake?
No, we don't. What next? The Muppet Pearl Harbor?
Okay, thank you. Cheers.
I love the tone of her voice in that one. She's joining in now, angrily. What next, a Muppet Pearl Harbor? Next week, yes.
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X.
And this morning on the programme then, don't forget, if you want to do your bit for charity this year, it is Movember, isn't it now? It's Movember that they're doing. You are encouraged for charity to get a tattoo of the definitely non-drug-taking Olympic champion Mo Farah's face over your own face to highlight various worthy health causes. Movember, of course, began back in 2004, I think, wasn't it? When men drew pictures of the former Northern Ireland minister Mo Molum on their upper lips for charities. Remember, they did that, didn't they? With a Sharpie, you had to draw that. Over the years, and then that continued annually, didn't it, with famous Moes, Mo from the Three Stooges, people had that on their face, didn't they? And then Mo the barman from the Simpsons, and the long version of the word mofo as well, that written across the forehead of Alan Sugar. Although that was nothing to do with Movember, just fair comment.
John Holmes. Radio X.
Radio X.
Right. Right then. Right then, Saturday morning, So I got an email, obviously, from Mike Walsh, head of music, as we do every week, telling us he's the head of music at Radio X, and I guess it's him and him alone that dictates what Radio X's record of the week will be in the following week, based on who's taking him out for lunch in the preceding week, I guess, which record company. Is that how it works? Mike sent an email, though, saying, next week, the brand new single from Coldplay will be Radio X's record of the week. I don't know if you've heard it. Have you heard it yet? Producer Dave.
I heard it for the first time yesterday.
On Radio X.
On Radio X.
I heard it on Heart.
Did did you?
Yes, because they're playing it as well. It's which is interesting, isn't it? There we go. Have you heard it yet, paid intern Cornelius?
I heard it in the office briefly.
Okay, fine. Yeah. But yeah, Coldplay are back. I think John Kennedy is talking to them, talking to Chris, and one of the other ones that no one knows the name of.
Thingy.
It's one of those fans you go. Yeah, you go. Coldplay, Chris Martin, who else? Name the others. Can't.
Terry on bass.
Terry. Making it up.
Brian on drums.
Brian out of Coldplay. But here's the thing, I do know who is in Coldplay, actually. I do. And I'll tell you for why I know who is in Coldplay. And by the way, if you haven't heard the new single, we are going to be playing it in full later. But just as a little taster, it sounds a bit like this. Anyway, I'll play it in full later. Obviously, you know, when it's scheduled. Here's how I know who else is in Coldplay. One of them, right? Guy.
Right.
Guy Berryman.
Okay.
Yes.
What's he doing in Coldplay?
I don't know, but he's in the bat. He's in it.
Is he the one that looks like Al Murray?
One looks like Al Murray.
One of them looks like Al Murray.
Okay, fine.
You're not Wheel Champion. I've just seen it on Google.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, looks like doesn't Al Murray. He
though? Yeah, really. Yeah. It's quite funny.
But I know because I once spent New Year's Eve with Guy Berryman's mum.
I mean, honestly, I was about to launch into a tirade about what a terrible story that was before you added Zmum.
Yeah.
It was pretty poor.
Oh, yeah.
But now... Guy Berryman.
But now, what an anecdote.
Guy Berryman's mum.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
What's she called?
So I've met... I can't remember Mrs. Berryman.
What are you called her on
remember that? Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Do you recognise her more than her son?
Yes. But she was in the pub. She lives in a little village just near where I live. And one New Year's Eve, there she was hanging out. She was. Not in that way.
When I was 16.
Yes.
I worked in a super drug.
Yes.
A high street pharmaceutical shop.
Yes. Other high street pharmaceutical shops, I remember.
Boots. And one of my colleagues was Jason Orange's mum.
Did you see?
Jenny Orange.
Is his real name Orange? I thought that was like an affectation.
No, it is his real name, but I think, hang on, wait. Because he's got a brother, Justin.
Justin
Orange. Twin brother, Justin Orange, who used to DJ around the back at a bar called Jamfish, behind Superdrug.
So glamorous in the music industry. But I thought that could be a thing then, couldn't it, you see? Now, because you've hung out with a celebrity mum. I have as well, it turns out. So I think that's like celebrity mum texting, isn't it?
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Yeah, we could do that this morning. Is there a celebrity's mum that you are acquainted with? That's what we want to hear about this morning.
That's pretty impressive to top Jason Orange and Guy Berryman.
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X.
So, 5 to 9, the news is at 9. Adam has your news this morning, but here's what's funny. Right, so Adam, who reads the news, he came in earlier. Just because he's professional, really. And he opened up...
He doesn't belong on this show.
He opened up his news script page, right? And then he's left the studio, because he'll come in about the next 2 or 3 minutes to do the news at 9. Mm. But he's left it open, right? The news script. So I'm thinking I might insert some words.
Okay.
Because he'll just come in and just read it.
It's on this computer next to me.
So that's right. So, yeah. But obviously, you've got to be careful what story, because they're not good story. You can't mess... You know, there's the Sharm El Sheikh stuff. We don't want to mess with that.
Skip right past that, shall we?
No. What's the next one down in the bulletin he's going to be talking about?
It's about broadband.
Well, broadband. So, yes.
That's right, isn't it? It's not contentious.
That's the one I had a look at, right? So, you see where it says David Cameron... says that he wants broadband to be...
I'm just going to read this story, okay? Two lines.
Yeah, go on then.
The Prime Minister says fast and affordable broadband will become a legal right.
Yeah.
David Cameron wants it to be treated as a basic service like water or electricity.
Right, let's add two things to that.
Yeah.
All right. Like a basic service like water,
yep.
Electricity,
yep.
Milk.
Yep, milk.
And dog coats.
How do you save it? Do you know how to use the news computer?
You just click save. It's fine.
Okay.
Okay, fine. So Adam will have the news next on Radio X.
Radio X. John Holmes. Radio X News.
1 minute past nine. It is Radio X. I'm John Holmes. Adam's got the news this morning.
Now, the Prime Minister says fast and affordable broadband will become a legal right. David Cameron wants it to be treated as a basic service like water or electricity, milk or dog coat. Right, David Cameron wants it to be treated as a basic service like water or electricity within 5 years.
Radio X. John Holmes.
X. And it is time to get the opinions of drunk people. Drunk people canvassed about the week's news. Obviously, the streets of glittering London's London, where Radio X is based, at about this time in the morning, or around an hour ago, are full of people kicking out of clubs and pubs, drunk out of their tiny, tiny minds. What better time then to canvass them for their opinion on the week's big stories? This will run over the day today, actually. We're going to keep returning to the drunk people, I think. Am I right, for Alco Vox Pops? But first of all, the first question, what we wanted to know, of course, is what they thought of the week's big story. That's what we wanted to know first. So out on the streets, here we go.
The government grounded planes this week with people stranded in Sharm el Sheikh. How would you personally have got them home?
No way. I've just gone home, you know. I found a new way, Twin Peaks.
Fly the plane back to Heathrow, book an Uber, get them to have an Uber back home. There you go, boss your uncle, have an Uber. Uber is the answer. There you go.
They're in Sharm el Sheikh, they could be stuck in worse places, not gonna lie.
Could be in Syria.
Okay, I didn't say that. There's no way they're gonna put this on Radio X.
Well, it's all inclusive, it's right. It's all inclusive. How would I get them home? It's all inclusive, it's fine. It's all inclusive. It's got another week of it, it's fine. Oh, you're being serious, aren't you?
Drunk people being canvassed on the week's news. I honestly don't know why the proper news doesn't do that. Later.
It's all inclusive.
It's all inclusive, innit? It's all inclusive. How would I get my home? It's all inclusive. Find out later what drunk people think of Elton John meeting President Putin.
Radio X. John Holmes.
X. I am John Holmes. Yes, I am the John Holmes who once spent a New Year's Eve in the company of Guy Berryman out of Off of Coldplay's mum's pub, local pub thing.
Pathetic.
Well, you know, you say that because it's true. You worked in Superdrug with Jason Orange's mum. We've learned this so far. I really mention this because obviously we're playing Coldplay's brand new song, which has, by the way, dropped. It hasn't been released or come out. No. That doesn't happen anymore, does it? Yeah. A new song has to drop. Grow up. Anyway, celebrity mum encounters this morning. Quite a lot, actually. Matt sold Jake from Hollyoaks' mum a car. He paid for his mum's upgraded wheels.
Must be doing well, Jake.
Mark is in Exeter. Not in regular correspondence with her just now, John, but I did hang out with Fern Britton's mum at a food festival. She was lovely. It's funny that you ask for celebrity mum acquaintances, John, and then you play the Manic Street Preachers, because I once had a Christmas card from Nicky Wire's mum, says Mark Woodward.
That fascinates me on a number of levels, because A, why? But B, why did you only get it once? What did you do to annoy Nicky Wire's mum?
Well, I didn't have to annoy her.
Or just to... It's hard to come off a Christmas card list.
Oh, I suppose, yeah, that's true, isn't it, yeah.
I don't think... Christmas cards aren't still a thing, are they? Do you send them?
No.
Do you? I mean, obviously not.
Paid into a Connie list, you send them?
No.
Can't afford the stamps.
No. Well, just do what everyone else does, put them in the post here.
I spoke to my mum this week. She was like, I'm just doing some Christmas cards, getting them started. What a waste of everyone's time.
Spirit isn't with you, is it? Bah humbug.
Send an e-card.
Don't send a card. What is the point in sending a card? I can see the point in sending one to a distant acquaintance, but people you see every... You know, when you see people at work, just exchanging cards. You see these people every day. They're sitting there. Mm. Just say Happy Christmas if you want to. Liz Hurley's mum was my music teacher, John.
Oh.
What?
So I once got an email asking for printer advice because their printer was broken from Harry Styles' mum.
Why? I can't even find the way into that.
It's good, isn't it?
Harry Styles' mum emailed you for printer advice.
Lovely Anne Twist.
Is that her name?
Yep. Nay Cox.
Well, she wouldn't have. She's a woman.
Yeah, she on me saying her printer was broken.
Yeah. Did you fix it?
I gave her some... I mean, she lives in Cheshire and I was in London. It's very hard to...
This is a really weird story. Why did she... Did she just randomly email people's addresses randomly and you...
No. Like, we'd been in touch about something else.
What? So you and...
Yeah.
Have you got off with Harry Styles' mum?
No. She's a married lady.
Why do you...
I'm really enjoying the bafflement more than anything else. I have a connection to all the mums of One Direction.
Oh, God.
That's true.
Well, what is it?
I once wrote a song about them. For a thing.
About the mums?
Yeah, called Mum Direction.
Oh, yeah. Right, okay, fine.
It's true.
I believe you, yeah.
Went viral.
Good. Bruce Grobbelaar's mum came to our shop in the early 90s and said Bruce was definitely innocent in his libel trial. Hashtag celeb mums. Stoke City footballer Ryan Shawcross's dad, we've moved on here, picked me up with his breakdown truck when the EGR valve on my van failed. Nice man, his truck was a bit slow. Matthew in Weaverham.
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X. Net news.
All the news of the net, because let's face it, where else would you find news about the internet except on your radio? Producer Paul is with me, not really a producer though, he's actually an unpaid intern. All right, Paul?
I'm just going to copy stories off a webpage, but I'll try to sound like an expert.
Shall we do some sort of celebrity story, maybe demean them a little bit?
There's a photo of Bieber trending.
Oh, boy.
He's wearing a hat, looks under the influence, and there's a midget involved. That's embarrassing.
Oh, yeah, I think we need to laugh together at that rich person's misfortune. What do you think?
Let's. Oh, banter. Hashtag banter.
Indeed.
Yeah. Funny.
Well, it's about time we played a clip from YouTube.
Yeah, we should probably talk about some video that everyone's seen already and play the audio from it. And I'm going to really build it up because this is amazing.
I think we should sound amused by that again, don't you?
Absolutely.
Oh, boy. Did I hear something, Paul, about a meaningless survey?
You did indeed. A survey done by some university somewhere says 1 out of 1 million people find rehashed stories from the web entertaining radio.
Great work, Paul. Think I'm going to get me swimming shorts on now.
What?
You've convinced me to go surfing. Let's laugh together. That'll end it nicely.
Oh. I'm 16. What am I doing?
Radio X. John Holmes. Radio X.
Good morning. I want to talk to you about Bonfire Night. With its fire, explosives and the burning of an effigy of a Catholic, it is, as you'd expect, a particular favourite of we Satanists. In fact, the Hendon Satanists always go all out for the event. We begin by collecting wood months in advance, most of it stolen from public art projects or building sites. And then, prior to setting it alight, as one should, we always move it to make sure there are no hedgehogs in there. I mean, we may well worship the ultimate demon, but we're not animals. After all, if I'm going to sacrifice an animal, it'll be a lot bigger than an F-word hedgehog. Anyway, last year, as we moved the bonfire from where it had been to its new location, hard up against the wall of an orphanage, I thought, yeah, Satan is a lot like this, isn't he? For in the same way we moved the fuel to a suitable location in which to ignite the pyre, so the brute Beelzebub moves amongst us with his belly full of bile and toxic gases and dead hedgehogs in order to locate the place in which he can achieve the most destruction. And that's why I called upon my fellow Satanists to stop constructing the bonfire against a wall, and instead we stole a lorry, piled all the wood on the back and drove it in the dead of night to the local zoo. Once there, we used it as kindling to really get a good flame going near the mandrels, a blaze which soon jumped from cage to cage. And as we watched the ultimate satanic bonfire night animal sacrifice, I spotted a small hedgehog escape from beneath an old church pew that I'd bunged on, and as it scurried away, a child touched it, and it made its little hand bleed. And that should give us all something to think about.
Radio X. John Holmes.
X. Music coming up from X Ambassadors. I presume that's some sort of supergroup made up of Vernon Kay and Johnny Vaughan and Phil Clifton, is it? X Ambassadors. Possibly, I don't know. Arctic Monkeys as well. Some Arctic Monkeys.
We should do a band, shouldn't we? You play the instruments?
No.
I feel that's the sort of thing they would have done like in the 90s. All the DJs doing a band.
Do you?
I'd watch that. You watch that band? Johnny Vaughan on bass.
On what?
Bass.
Oh. I don't think I've ever taken that. Shall I am.
I don't think I would watch that band.
Radio X. John Holmes.
And still the tales of celebrities' parents pour in. Not just parents, either, just relatives in general. Now it's moved on to. Hi, John. This is a great way to sort of start a text, isn't it? Just with the sentence, Simon Amstel's uncle is my plumber. he's a lovely older gentleman, calls himself the Gentleman Plumber. And, now here's the kicker, and he's psychic.
Simon Amstel's uncle is plumbing a psychic uncle is, plumber.
Yes. He did my plumbing and told my fortune, says Leslie. Right.
What was the fortune?
Well, she doesn't go that far.
Your plumbing will work from today.
You're going to have a problem with your stopcock. I was in a pub, John, in Canterbury, writes Matt, with friends and got talking to a group of older women. We got onto the subject of films, and as The Hobbit had just come out, I was discussing my dislike of the wooden actor Orlando Bloom. I asked one of the women in the group her opinion. Yes, it was Orlando Bloom's mum. Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
I've met Orlando Bloom's mum as well.
Paid intern Cornelius, tell us more.
I used to work in Canterbury in a jewellery shop.
Yes.
And Miranda Kerr, who is his ex.
Orlando Bloom's ex, yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. She was our poster girl. So one day, we were really quiet in the shop, and then Orlando Bloom's mum came in and sort of looked at the poster and went, oh, it's Miranda. I went, yeah, it's Miranda Kerr, she's famous. She went, yeah, I know, she's my daughter-in-law. She literally came into the shop to
tell
me.
Tell you that. She wasn't buying anything.
No.
She just came in
for a chat about
and it's not
her
even her daughter-in-law.
No, it wasn't. They just split up, as in all the papers.
Made that up. Orlando Bloom's mum. This is all. It's like Canterbury Radio again, isn't it? Like last week.
The Canterbury Tales.
Yes. Oh, good feature.
That's a good feature. Anybody once, outside Canterbury.
I once did the theatre I used to work in Canterbury, Marlow. Orlando Bloom was one of the kids in the little youth theatre, wasn't he? He was a teenager probably by then, but. So I've worked with Orlando Bloom, yeah.
But you haven't met his mum?
I've met his mum, though.
Why, irrelevant to this story.
Yeah, why are you telling us? Who cares?
I don't know. John, I once worked in Damon Hill's grandma's house in Acton. I don't know anything about motor racing. And I said, who's that on the wall in the racing car? And she said, well, it's Graham Hill. Damon Hill.
No, Graham Hill.
Well, who's Damon Hill then?
Graham Hill is Damon Hill's dad, and they're both race car drivers.
My knowledge is as good as Aaron's here, isn't it, on this text? Because he'd never heard of either of them.
Damon Hill's grandma's probably Graham Hill's mum.
I don't like this text anymore.
John Holmes, Radio X. Radio X.
I don't know about you, but what I like to do after I finish the show is accidentally touch a producer's downstairs area in front of David Meller.
What?
Yeah, this happened yesterday morning, didn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, so what happened was, so you know we share a building with LBC.
Yeah.
Leading Britain's conversation. David Meller, you know, the angry taxi driver hating ex-politician who once apparently dressed allegedly in a Chelsea strip to have relations with a known prostitute. Anyway, him, right?
Oh, so, that one, yeah.
That David Meller, yeah, anyway. So he does a show on LBC, okay? And yesterday, as I walked downstairs, he was coming through the door the other way, not in his Chelsea outfit, just in normal, right? And he... I went to open the door for him because I'm a polite person, and I reached backwards to open the door. But what I did, I looked where the door was, and producer Dave here was coming through the door behind me. And as I reached down to hold the door open, I held something different in front of David Meller, who then looked at us with a mixture of, sympathy, I guess, and just sort of wondered what we were doing in front of him. Yeah. And it was an accident. I didn't mean to do that.
There's often ways you think you might act or something that might happen when you meet someone like David Meller.
That wasn't one of them, was it?
Really?
It
was very far down the list.
Radio X.
John Holmes.
Radio X.
I'm Mr. Lonely.
There we go then. Time for heroes, yes. But everyone in their own right is a hero. You, my friend, are a hero of sorts. You're also probably a bit lonely at times, because this is Sad Habits. Weird things you do when you are alone. This is where you get to share with the group, because everyone has got their thing. We've established that over the preceding weeks. Mine, yep, it is. It is what it is. I will go down corridors, be it in a hotel or an office building, down stairwells with my hands stretched out in front of me as though holding a gun, as though chasing a bad guy. I will do that. And I will often bounce off the walls of the stairwell while doing so as well. It's just a thing I do when I'm on my own. What do you do when you're on your own? Share it, 83936, at Radio X, Weird Things. Jane's on text. Whenever I start a shower, John, I like to pretend I'm a witch and the water is melting me.
I'm melting.
What have you got there? Ginger producer David.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Whenever I'm at a gig and the act shouts at the end, "Do you want more?" I always say to myself, "No, thank you, I'm full up." That's from Phil in Manchester.
Thank you, Phil in Manchester. I like that, though. Just on his own, slightly under his breath. Do you want more?
No, thank you. I'm full up.
I like that.
Begs the question, what gigs is Phil going to? When was the last time you saw a band ask, do you want more?
Def Leppard, 1996.
There it is.
There you go. Actually, whenever Def Leppard, right, well, because of Def Leppard, right, you know their song Rocket? Yeah, right. Well, obviously in the song Rocket, it goes, Rocket, yeah, like that. So when anyone says the word Rocket, it's really awkward around Bonfire Night for me. Whenever anyone says the word Rocket at all, in reference to a rocket and or salad, I say, yeah.
Do you like Rocket?
Yeah. I just do that.
But do you like it?
What?
Do you like the food, Rocket?
Is that relevant?
Yeah, well, yeah, because if people ask you if you want it and you just do the instinctive yeah, but you don't actually like it.
Oh, I see.
It's awkward, isn't it?
I like its peppery taste.
I don't like Rocket at all.
Yeah. I can't help it. It's when anyone says it. What have you got there, paid intern Cornelius?
Thomas on Twitter. I live in a very small bedsit, and in my kitchenette, I only have two hob rings next to each other. I can't walk past them without becoming Grandmaster Flash and playing an absolute blinding DJ set. Hashtag stove boogie.
Back to stove boogie again. Yeah, because what was yours? Fat. What was yours? Clicking of the
clicking of the.
Yeah.
I always sing T-Rex. We like to boogie. We love to boogie.
Big shout out to Thomas for his DJ references.
Grandmaster Flash.
Who's the most current disc jockey? I think it's Grandmaster Flash.
Rocket, yeah.
Radio X. John Holmes.
Hello, good morning. Welcome to the jungle that is your Radio X weekend breakfast show. Very much the awkward sultana in the otherwise perfectly acceptable broadcasting fruit and nut bar. What? I am John Holmes, and, you might be listening on FM this morning. You could be listening on the app. You could be be listening on DAB, but a special welcome to you this morning if you are from MI5 and have simply been listening without telling anyone for the last 10 years. And to save your time, by the way, Theresa May, if you'd save your time snooping on my computer, here's the websites I've been looking at this week. Smut Hub, one of them. WeBuyAnyPlutonium.com, I've been on that. FilthTube, HowToHideYourIPAddress.com, and CBeebies. That last one's for a thing. And what's more, I looked at them on Ginger Producer Dave's laptop, so it's now him you're watching. Let me see how I cleverly outwit the security services.
Radio X. John Holmes.
Earlier, we chatted to people who could barely string two words together, let alone a sentence, with their thoughts of how they'd get people home from Sharm El Sheikh. Then I asked some drunk people what they thought President... what they thought Elton John should say, because he's obviously going to Russia to meet President Putin, isn't he? We asked them what they thought... we asked them this.
Elton John is to meet President Putin. What should his first sentence be?
Why do you hate gays?
No, I can't say that.
Oh, the first sentence.
Okay. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown something. Not the man I used to be at home. Oh, no. I'm a rocket man.
Amazing.
Rocket Man!
Maybe, like, flirt with... I'm so sorry. I want to make a good feature, but I'm far too to give an answer. Maybe, I don't know, maybe he could say, I'm Elton John, let me into your country. I don't know! Maybe I don't know. Maybe he has my iPhone. If you have my iPhone, Vladimir Putin, send it to me at flat 14 H-A-Y-F. I don't know.
Drunk people there with their opinion on the week's.
Maybe Vladimir Putin's got my iPhone.
Week's news. That is Alco Vox Pops. I like it when they sang Rocket. Yeah.
John Holmes. Radio X.
Radio X.
And here we are. Our Radio X weekend breakfast Saturday morning. Hello, I am John Holmes, and we are sending you the gift of radio this morning. Maybe you're listening alone on your own. Just like that old man in the new John Lewis advert, and there you are on your own. We're sending you a present, right? He gets a telescope, spoiler alert, from the little girl, doesn't he, in the advert, and thus the old man will die. He's going to starve, that man, isn't he? There's no food on the moon, right? She could have sent him a mince pie, couldn't she? Or a bit of Christmas cake or something? No, a bloody telescope. She's a selfish little girl. Why didn't she send him... Like Matt Damon in The Martian. You've seen The Martian, Matt Damon in The Martian. He grows potatoes in his own feces, right? She could have at least sent him some poo or something up to the moon. So he could have... Spoiler alert again. So he could have grown something to survive. But no, that old man, alone on the moon because of a selfish little girl's actions, sending him an inedible object... He's now dead. Happy bloody Christmas.
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X.
And this is where we give away some meat. In a game of dead or alive. Is it dead? Is it alive? Would you like to win chicken, beef or lamb? Or sausages? It is Radio X, it is Weekend Breakfast, it is where we delve into the prize bag that just contains not tickets to see bands, no, we don't get those anymore. Chris Moyles gets all that stuff. What we have is some meat. What?
I just have to say before we delve into this game.
Yes.
Completely unprompted and apropos of nothing.
Yes.
John Kennedy will be talking to Chris and Johnny from Coldplay on Exposure on Monday.
Thank you for the fact. Yeah. Did you just get an email from the head of music, Mike Walsh, who's listening and might have just pointed that out?
You know, did I not? Who knows?
Yeah, all right.
Did I just want to interrupt the game midway through with a fact?
Thanks for that, yeah. And now next time we have to sit in a room with Chris going, oh, let's listen back to that thing you did. He'll go, well, why did you go for that tangent? There you go. It's Dave's fault. So you're going to get the blame for that.
Okay, deal.
Fine. All right then. Well, we need, oh, yeah, Dead or Alive, that's right. So, win some meat on the line, chosen out of the thousands of entries completely at random, is Emily. She's on, let me see what line she's on here on the telephone balancing unit. She's on the line we've got in the studio, which is the unique real root of the fixed point of the cosine function. It's line 0.739085. Good morning, Emily.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, Emily, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, fine, thank you, Emily. What do you do, Emily?
I work in PR.
You work in PR?
Yeah.
Are you lazy?
We're not lazy, no.
No, your PR company isn't a lazy PR company. Have you ever sent us anything, okay, Emily?
Pardon?
Have you ever sent anything PR-y to Radio X?
Oh, we have sent you some PR-y things, yes.
Oh, good, all right, okay. What sort of PR?
Bands.
Bands, good. All right, good start. All right, good. If you'd have sort of said dog coats museum, that would have been confusing. Anyway, listen, let's get on with the game, because that's what we're going to do. Your chance to win meat, Emily. Would you like chicken, beef, lamb or sausages, should you score highly enough in Dead or Alive?
Beef, please.
Beef, popular choice, the beef. Okay, all you got to do then is tell me whether the thing is dead or alive. It's very, very simple. Here we go. Ginger producer Dave, keeping score.
Hello.
Right, dead or alive? My youngest sister Vicky's cat. Dead or alive?
Alive.
No, sadly died last year.
Oh.
I know. She's over it now. Dead or alive? Daniel Rowley. Daniel Rowley, dead or alive?
Alive?
Yes. He was a boy who once got off with a girl I was seeing circa 1986. He had terrible eczema. But he didn't kill him, and he is alive. My birth mother. Dead or alive?
Alive.
No, I don't know, because I'm adopted, so I don't actually know.
It's got very dark at 9:30.
It's not dark. It's dark about that. It's not dark.
It's true, isn't it?
Dead or alive, Ginger producer Dave's prospects of a second date with the girl he took to see the Stereophonics in Bristol as part of the Chris Moore's road trip on Tuesday. His prospects of a second date with that girl, dead or alive?
Definitely dead.
Yes, you're right as well, because our boss Chris saw him leaving with a different girl.
Oh. That was my friend Claire.
Whatever.
Thanks, Emily, though. Thanks for the vote of confidence.
Dead or alive, the chances of Theresa May, the Home Secretary, knowing exactly what gentlemen's leisure sites that we may have been looking at on the internet?
Alive.
Yeah, very alive. In part of her snooping, yeah. Dead or alive, intern Cornelius's friend Paddy Harris.
I'm hoping alive.
It is alive, despite the rumours that he, Paddy Harris, got off with another friend, Billy Johnson's mum. And Billy, he's alive.
Because, I asked you to change the names.
I didn't change the names. Because Billy Johnson is yet to find out. Yeah. And if he's listening, now he has. Dead or alive, the small tree some workmen had to dig up to lay some pipes outside my house this week.
Dead.
Yes, they didn't replant it. They just put it in the back of their lorry and drove off with it. And finally, dead or alive, Sting's man's boots. Sting's man's boots. Dead or alive?
Dead.
These dead man's boots...
is the right answer. Congratulations. Well done. And what was the score, please, Dave?
The score is 6 points out of some.
Can I just point out, by the way, how badly that bit of Sting was edited there?
Yeah, just, I know. I did it very quickly.
I mean, it didn't really... it just sort of went...
These dead man's boots,
terrible.
Dead man's boots, though.
If you fade it too quickly, then it just cuts off the word boots. So it's he sings very quickly in that song. So
anyway, Emily, you wanted beef. You have won beef. Congratulations. You are with beef. You are beefed up.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. It's dead or alive.
John Holmes.
Radio X.
Radio X News.
And Adele has admitted she's gutted not to have a Nando's black card for free unlimited peri-peri chicken. It's so exclusive, the first rule is you can't ask for one. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Adam Evans.
Adam, that's not a news story, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you're just trying to get a black
that's
card.
That's what you're doing. We've seen true. Straight through that. You just go, oh, Adele's upset she hasn't got a bank card, and it's really hard to get a bank card? Nando's black card. It's really difficult to get, and I'm Adam, and I want one. That's what basically...
Oh, no, that's nuts.
That's what we heard. Everyone saw through that.
Damn it.
Yeah. Let's play that clip of the bloke with the pizza again.
Okay.
The prices that stuff is now is astronomical. We've just got a slice of pizza for the children.
Listen to this.
And a drink. It's £45.
£45?
What?
For a slice of pizza and a drink for the children, it's £45? That's what he says.
Mm. That's mad.
He needs a Nando's black card.
Yeah. Radio X. John Holmes.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
National Radio X across England, Scotland, Ireland, Wales, possibly Southern Ireland as well, I haven't checked. And this is where you get to share with the group those weird things you do when you are alone. We are in the midst of sad habits this morning. We have already established that Jane, who texted in, whenever she gets in the shower, pretends she's a witch and that the water is melting her.
Melting! I'm melting!
We've also established that Tom, on Twitter, lives in a very small bedsit in his kitchenette. It's got two hob rings next to each other. Can't walk past them without imagining himself to be Grandmaster Flash and playing a blinding DJ set. I hope the hobs aren't hot when that's happening. Be careful, kids, if you're playing with hobs. What else do we have here? Tim in Glasgow. Hi, John. I am a Jedi Knight of the Rebel Alliance, going on a mission to destroy the Death Star and take out the Imperial Force. At least I am whenever I get into my Ford Mondeo of a morning. what have you got there, intern Cornelius?
Emily in Essex likes to say thank you to automatic doors.
Yes, that is also a good Jedi one. Wave at the automatic doors, they will open in front of you. People, a lot of people do that. I've seen people doing that.
I talk to the self-service machines at the supermarket quite often.
Do you?
Yeah.
What do you say to them?
Just reply to whatever they say, you know.
Unexpected item in the bagging area.
Yeah, or they'll be like...
Which, by the way, is not a phrase you want your doctor to say if he's checking you out for testicular. Is it? I'm sorry, Mr. Holmes, you've got an unexpected item in your bagging area.
Bit dark of a Sunday,
okay,
isn't it?
Fine. Hey, get yourself checked, is what I'm saying. It's the correct thing. It's the correct thing to do. What are you saying? What? Do you speak to these machines?
Yeah, I just reply all the time. Please put your items in the bagging area or whatever. I'm like, yeah, I'm doing it, all right. Chill out. I just always just reply like it's an annoying, nagging mum. Please take your items. Chill out. I'm taking my items.
As if you just leave them there.
Yeah, well, that's, all the instructions are nonsense, anyway.
I do have an issue with that machine, right? Partly because when it says unexpected item in the bagging area, right, for a start, it should be expecting any item I'm going to put into that bagging area from the supermarket, it should be expecting, right? Because...
It's a bagging area, isn't it?
For supermarket produce. I mean, you know, if I get milk, unexpected. No, it's not, is it? Because that's what you expect, you know.
Yeah.
Cereal, no. Now, if I go to the bagging area and deliberately put something unexpected, like a gun, right, or an owl or something, then, right, fair, then it can say unexpected. Oh, milk, soup, cereal, washing powder, coelacanth, right? If I just put that there, then it is at liberty to say, oh, unexpected item in the bagging area. That's a coelacanth. We don't sell those.
Sharon, who put the owl in the bagging area?
We got another one.
Owl handler to aisle 5.
Weird things you do when you're on your own. Whenever a DFS advert comes on saying that their sale is ending soon, like it ever is, I like to panic a lot and tell my wife, quickly, we have to go now! She hates it. That's from Michael in Winchester. Whenever that advert comes on, quickly, we must go today!
The best DFS advert they can ever do for Christmas is just an advert that says the DFS sale's ended.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's it, yeah.
Everyone will be baffled.
It's just got... What? Yeah. What do you mean? What? What's
going
on? It's like the Works, you know, the Works publishing outlet that you get, like that, right?
Yeah.
Always, you get closing down soon, it says. Has it ever? No.
Full price only at DFS.
What's going on?
Free owl with every sofa.
Radio X.
John Holmes. Radio X.
And yes, a game of band or firework I promised you, and hell, that's what I'm going to deliver right now. So we need someone to play it, of course, and that's happened because out of the thousands of people entering to play, there can be only one. And his name is Bertie, and he's on the phone now. Hello, Bertie.
Morning, John.
Morning. How are you, Bertie?
I'm feeling a tiny bit jaded this morning.
Are you?
But confident.
Confident. Jaded. Jaded and confident. That's good. Mm. What were you doing last night that has sent you thus?
I went out for some drinks with a few of the chaps and stayed out quite late.
Of course you did. Did you go to any organised bonfire night / firework display, Bertie?
No, I didn't, actually, so okay. I guess I'm not familiar with some of the latest fireworks.
No, that's a shame, because this is what the game is going to hinge on, Bertie. What do you do when you're not feeling jaded, Bertie?
I work in communications.
Communications. Well, okay, that's fine. I think you've got that message across.
Yeah.
Right, it's a game of band or firework. You're going to be playing against paid intern Cornelius.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Good. And Ginger...
Hi, Con.
Hi, Bertie.
Ginger, right, get a room. Ginger producer Dave will be keeping score. I'm going to call out the name of the thing. It's either a band or a firework, very easy.
What are we competing for, John?
What?
Are we competing for?
The glory of it, Bertie, this morning.
Oh.
Yeah, let's see how well you do first, and then we might think of something.
Right.
Oh, fine. It's band or firework, Bertie versus Cornelius. Alphabetical order, Cornelius first. Sky Monkey, band or firework?
Band.
No, firework. Bertie, pyroclasm.
Firework.
Yes. Good. Pop shot.
Firework.
Band.
Oh.
Hot little rocket. Yeah.
Band.
Yes. Grizzly Growler.
Firework?
It's a genuine firework.
Yeah.
Trying to think what it does. Nukes of Hazard, Bertie.
Firework.
Yes. Alert the Medic.
That would be a bad name for a firework, so I'm going to say band.
It is a band.
Yeah.
Visible Wind, Bertie, band or firework?
Visible Wind, gosh. Firework?
No, band. Banging Balls of Death, Cornelius.
Band.
Firework. Pile Driver, Bertie.
I think it could be either, but I'll say...
the point of the game,
there. Oh. Firework.
No, band.
Oh. Band. Can I do that?
No, doesn't matter, you're not competing for anything. Band or firework stimulus package?
Oh, well, you've picked one, John, that could be either a band or a firework here, so... I'll go firework.
It is a firework, genuinely, yes, it is. Monkeys violate the heavenly palace.
That could only be a band.
It's a firework. It is genuinely a firework. And finally, band or firework, Golden Shower.
Firework.
It's a genuine firework, absolutely. Producer Dave, what are the scores?
Bertie has 3.
Yes.
Cornelius has 3, which means, of course, that Bertie wins.
Congratulations, Bertie.
Great.
You win absolutely nothing. Well done. But
thanks,
the glory
John.
Of it all.
Radio X.
Get into the music.
No, I'm not morning. I'm having a shit.